You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Mumford and Sons, Little Lion Man, spinning stuff back in time. It is 11 minutes gone on your 9 Snow FM.
And Simo.
Yes.
I hate to start the show like this.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
But I've got not a bone to pick with you.
Yep.
But something I want to bring up.
Yeah, go for it.
Yesterday, after the show, do you remember what literally the very first thing you did was?
Probably, did I pick up my paperwork?
No, I think you did this even before, before we left the studio.
Did I pick up my mug, my thermos?
No. So, no. Simo, you had some important meeting to go to attend.
That's right.
And you were concerned.
Meeting with the boss man.
And you were concerned, which, by the way, you didn't, just for the record.
Thank you.
But you were concerned that perhaps you had a touch of an odour.
An aroma.
An aroma. Right.
Yeah, mainly because...
A Simo scent.
I have been walking into the studios, which has been like a solid 8K.
Hang on. You have been walking into work, Simo. You're saying yeah. You walk into the studio here. Yeah. I walk into the studio. You walk through a door.
No, so...
I was like, what were you doing to get in the studio before? I had my jetpack. I was just lowered down from a crane into the studio. No, but you have been walking to work.
Some insane dude just crawling through the building. No, so my...
There's a dog flap.
My walk is a little bit further than most. 8 kilometres, 9 kilometres, somewhere
it's
there.
It's a fair walk.
On the daily. So I was a little bit concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So
you may have perspired and that may be creating an aroma.
Yeah, so I addressed that before I had to go to this meeting with the bigwigs yesterday.
Now, normally if you were addressing an issue like this, you might get some deodorant or a cologne and just give yourself a bit
Absolutely.
Of a spray.
I have you know that you got to be presentable when you go, Jordan.
100%.
I'm keeping us in a job.
I had a couple, actually, now I think of it, I had a couple of meetings with the boss yesterday as well. Is he trying to subtly tell us something? Are we in trouble?
No, he's just checking if you have an aroma.
Normally you'd maybe spray deodorant or cologne or something. You sprayed something different kind of underneath your armpits.
Here it is. This one here?
Yes, that is the one.
Yep.
That is, do you want to, what is that?
I don't know, it's orange. What is it?
It is a disinfectant spray. It's like Glen 20, but it's not, it's a different brand.
Antibacterial. Kills 99.9% of germs, man.
It's stuff, if you see an ad for this, it would be like a middle-aged mum in a kitchen just spraying, this stuff everywhere, and then it's safe for the kids and the poodle to come in and do whatever they want.
Well, there you go, in a place and time where there's the COVID-19 restrictions as well, I'm just taking extra care.
So, Simo, you sprayed yourself with disinfectant spray, which I don't think anyone necessarily likes the smell of, but never mind. So, Simo, I know this is your segment that you normally do.
I know. This is,
however,
the ultimate betrayal.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, and I've created a top five.
Top five.
Of things around the office that you could have put on yourself that smell better than that.
Awesome.
Than this Glen 20. Number one.
This would be good
Actually, no, I realise I've already messed it up. I started at number one. You started at number five.
Got to work your way up. Keep them wanting more, Jordan.
Okay, so anyway. Number five. Sorry, I'll learn eventually. Number five. You could have just splashed some water.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of on underneath your armpits and on various other areas.
Isn't water, like, tasteless and smellless?
Yeah, exactly. But okay. Is that what you, I mean...
I wondered if I was looking for a mask.
Over smelling sweaty or smelling of nothing.
That's true.
I think you'd go with nothing.
Okay, yep, not nice. Like it.
I don't know. Perhaps someone in the office has some flavoured water, perhaps. I don't know. That does have the side effect of making it look like you've sweated a lot or wet yourself, depending on where you put it.
So it could
be an issue.
That's it. Dangers. No, I like that one.
Number four. I don't know why. Maybe you do. Mm. Have you noticed there's some strawberry jam on your desk?
Oh, yeah.
That's been there for, like, months. I think we used it for something ages ago and never got around to doing it.
Could smell like strawberries.
Again, could attract bees, though, which is another issue.
Not the bees!
Simo, something else that I found on your desk was one of these.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Now, this is a party popper.
Hmm.
Now, I've just popped it, and you'll smell there's a bit of a smoky aroma.
Yeah, if you go in smelling like gunpowder, I'm not sure that sends the right message to the boss.
I mean, you could have just been smoking some salmon, and it's got a bit wrong.
All we've got is a sandwich toaster. If I'm smoking salmon in the building, you'll know about it.
Okay, maybe not that, but I did bring two.
Like it. Way!
I got two party poppers now just because I can.
Now it's a party.
Number two, Simo, there's a couple of takeaway food menus dotted around, let's face it, my office.
Right.
That party popper has spoken quite a lot. I'm slightly concerned. Yeah, so there's a lot of takeaway food menus, mostly in my office, for like there's an Indian, there's a Chinese, there's a couple of other different cuisines.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if this would work, but you could have rubbed one of them on yourself and hoped that the smell of the Indian food or whatever it is rubs off on you. So maybe the boss thinks you've just had a curry.
Everyone loves the scent of a curry. They should have. It's not the scent of a woman, it's the scent of a curry.
Seriously, Lynx, bottle that stuff. And number one, Simo, this is in our office. I think every office, every home at the moment. Hand sanitizer.
Oh, yeah, that would have been. Oh, of course.
So therefore, the boss would have thought he would have smelt it and go, oh, no, Simo, he's just making sure he's got no germs. He's being good.
Simo and Jordan.
Gorillas there, Feel Good Incorporated, laughing our way through your Tuesday morning. 23 minutes gone on your nine. It's Simo and Jordan with you. And do you ever tune in for one of your mates' Facebook Lives? Do you have one of those on your friends list?
Yeah, no, I've got a couple of friends that do the Facebook and the Instagram Live as well.
Oh, really?
Lives.
Yeah, right, and they just kind of have a chat about how their day's going?
Yeah.
Walking the dog.
Tune in for about 10 seconds. I'm like, oh my God, my friend's live. I could watch them. And then I do, and then I realize,
why are we friends?
You're a boring person. And then I stop.
Rough. That's real rough.
Rough, but true.
Has anything exciting ever happened?
No.
Well, I take you now to this dude's Facebook Live because out of everything to happen and occur, a guy was doing a bit of Facebook Live. He was going for a drive. You probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Is this one of your friends or just
no,
some?
No. Okay, so just it's been what's surfaced this morning via social media because the guy's going for a drive. Then he's gone to go and hire a jet ski.
Okay.
All while just Facebook living his day. Okay, so here he goes.
Inside with their photo IDs.
Oh, it's just me.
By yourself?
Yeah. So that's him, blah, 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 blah. He's going to be hiring a jet ski. Next thing you know, Facebook Live captures his arrest. Out of nowhere.
Is it illegal to hire jet skis?
Well, no. He had an outstanding, like, warrant.
Oh, okay. So this was un-jet ski related.
Yeah, and so effectively they've traced his Facebook Live.
I mean, if the next James Bond movie is not going to be the best if this was how it. It's like, oh, where's the criminal? Oh, he's Facebook Living. He's at the supermarket. He's just at the deli section buying some prosciutto. Let's go. Let's go get him.
So they managed to find where he was. And what happens next is the takedown. And he broadcasts.
Oh, is that live as well?
His own takedown. It is fantastic. There it is.
What the f***?
Just out of nowhere, gets spear tackled.
By the sound of it, he got spear tackled in a cyclone as well.
Yeah. So he's just like, what, me? And then just gets hit.
I wanted to mention that because you hear all the cops going, get on the ground. And I assume they've got guns or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
This is America?
That's right. In the US, they got some big old guns.
And they're just like, huh. Oh, me?
Yeah, gets absolutely taken down. And the Facebook Live was responsible for his arrest. So there you go.
But after he got arrested, did he keep the Facebook Live going?
Oh, yeah, it goes on.
Oh, this is me in the back of a police car. This is the guy who just arrested me.
Gets even
smile,
better.
Officer.
So the police station, you know how they have their own Facebook accounts?
Yeah.
They then broadcast his live stream to their Facebook account, and then they also stitched the police vest cams, because now they've got little cameras in their vests. So you get, like, the full multi-angle Jerry Bruckheimer, Steven Spielberg experience of the arrest.
Police Facebook pages are the best, because you really think that they should be just straight down the line reporting stuff, and then they do jokes. It's so crazy.
Simo and Jordan.
Amy Winehouse, a rehab this morning on Snow FM. Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And Simo, coronavirus has drastically changed our lives. I don't think I'm shocking anyone by saying that.
And I have not seen the sun in nine weeks.
It's literally over there.
Yeah, but I haven't been outside, so I might do that.
Okay, good point. However, now, apparently coronavirus could put an end to men's urinals in public toilets.
Oh, no.
I'm not
going to be able to bump into celebrities anymore.
Oh, yes, of course, because you bumped into a celebrity during a public toilet. Who was that again?
Jeffrey Rush.
You bumped into him at a
public
toilet.
That's right, yeah.
Urinal.
Mm-hmm. At least I think it... No, it was.
It'd be very awkward if it wasn't.
So, really? So they're getting... That'll be just a faint memory.
Well, apparently so, according to... I'm not making this up, by the way.
The trough.
No, not the trough. According to the British Toilet Association's managing director, Raymond Martin.
Right.
What a job title that is.
Mm.
He is suggesting that... because of the hygiene of men's urinals. Well, for a couple of reasons. The fact that, you know, we're not 1.5 metres away from each other.
Okay, right.
That we should put an end to...
If you've got 1.5 metres to spare, you take it, don't you? Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, but when it's, like, crowded at, say, a sporting event or a pub or something like that...
Oh, I just leave.
When you don't have 1.5 metres spare between you...
Yep.
That could be an issue.
No, that's it. Call of nature's normally trump most things.
This guy's also come up with a couple of other suggestions for changing public toilets to make them more coronavirus safe.
Right.
He's suggesting introducing self-closing toilet seats, foot-controlled flushing, which I don't really know how that works, and new soap dispensers, which they already have some of the soap, the sensor ones. You just put your hand under there and then it just squirts out soap.
Yeah, you should start having a look at a few Japanese markets. They got a few loos that are self-aware, I think, at this stage.
I think there's like toilets that can give you like life advice.
Yeah. If they knew what they were doing though, the toilets, I don't know if they would, like, they would unionize, don't you think?
Are you suggesting there's some kind of toilet uprising?
Yeah, because no one wants to clean up other people's crap. Like, even if it's just stuff you've left around home.
Mm.
No one wants to clean up stuff that's yours.
I agree that the toilets would uprise together. However,
yeah,
there's one other thing which I think would uprise first. Mm. Not the toilet.
Okay.
But the toilet brush.
Oh.
Do you have one of these in your house? Like a scrubbing brush?
Yeah, we've got one in the office.
Yeah, there's one in the office. There's one by all toilets. It's like, it lives in that pot of like disgusting, horrible water.
Ah, yes.
Mixed with...
The fluid.
Don't say that word.
So bad.
And the only time it gets taken out is like, you take it out. It's like, yes, I'm free. No, you're going straight back in the toilet to clean it up. It's horrible. It's disgusting.
It's not a fun time.
Yeah, toilet brushes, they've got the worst deal. Anyway, but back to this. So this guy, British Toilet Association Managing Director Raymond Martin, says that we should get rid of urinals, because of we're not 1.5 metres away.
Right.
But also, he's suggesting, rather dramatically, that we scrap male and female toilets and just all have gender-neutral facilities.
Hmm.
This guy is proposing a one-way system where people queue outside the toilet, enter, both men and women, there's just a whole load of cubicles.
Right, just cubicles.
You go in, do what you have to do.
Yep.
And then leave out of a separate door on the other side of the public toilet.
Hmm. Yeah, right.
He's suggesting that's much cleaner because he's suggesting that public toilets are a place where people gather and socialise. Now, I have never done that. I have never said to a mate, before coronavirus or during,
Did you just come to the toilet with me?
Hey, mate, do you want to go out and do something? Yeah, what did you have in mind?
Yeah, it's something that some people
just
do.
Just go hang out in the public toilets.
It took me a long time to get used to doors on loos.
Okay.
We didn't have them when I was growing up in my house. So we had a toilet, right?
Yeah.
In the house, right? It wasn't part of the bathroom. It just didn't have a door on it.
So just every morning when you wake up, Dad.
No, no.
He's just there reading the newspaper.
Mum and Dad had the ensuite, but between myself and my brothers, fair game, just like walk past, Nath's on the loo, just walk past, Benny, morning. So for a while there, I was kind of like not really fussed, I didn't have a door to be fussed about, really.
Okay, Simo, when you ever use the office bathroom,
yeah,
please make sure the door is shut.
Snow FM has been Simo and Jordan.
Breaking it on down with AJR, I'm ready. It is Simo and Jordan hanging out with you on Snow FM. 9:45, and now it's time for a love chat. Love chat. Love chat, baby.
Oh, has Simo been on the dating apps?
No.
Done a bit of swipey-swipey?
No, I have retired. I reckon I must be... Oh, I must be 6 months retired now.
Oh, so you're not using the Tinder app?
No, not at all. I've left it in the past, a bygone era.
Interestingly, I have been using dating apps the last 6 months and got pretty much the exact same amount of success as you.
How about this, though? Another application has been driving a wedge between a husband and wife.
Okay. Is it a dating app?
No.
Is it Tinder?
It's Google.
Because I imagine that would.
It's Google Maps.
I imagine that wouldn't.
Have you got the so-called application?
Google Maps?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I've got the Maps thing. It just comes on your phone already. I'm assuming that's Google Maps.
Apparently, there's a Your Timeline feature.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that?
No.
All right. So, basically, this feature involves showing all the places that you visit.
Okay. Oh, is this how they you see them on social media?
Mm.
Like if someone's gone for a run or something,
yeah,
it'll just be like a map from above, and it'll show you like all the streets that they've run down. And sometimes people like try to paint pictures or something in the streets that they run, or write words or that sort of stuff.
Yeah, there's heaps of those kind of tracking apps. So this involves a 49-year-old married man who claims he's not going to stop short of taking tech giant Alphabet, developers of Google Maps, to court for ruining his relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because the app's Your Timeline feature is making his wife question him about all the places he allegedly visits every time he goes out of the house.
I like how you throw allegedly in there. It just makes it more suspicious.
So apparently he claims that the app routinely displays places he's never visited, and he has trouble explaining it to his wife.
Oh, is it one of these?
Oh, yeah. So for the... we just got a death sign from one of the girls in the building.
Did we? So, I didn't see that.
Yeah. So for the last few months... I got a comment from him here which says, mm-hmm. For the last few months, my wife has been constantly scanning the Your Timeline feature on Google Maps and refuses to let me sleep as she questions where I was.
Okay, so on this guy's phone, it's popping up various places.
Yep.
I can see from your computer screen over there, you've got a map of India.
Yep.
I assume he's Indian.
That is correct.
Okay. He's an Aussie guy. So, when did you go to Bombay?
All over the country. So, I mean, I kind of feel sorry for him in a way, don't you?
Well, I mean, it depends. Like, if he genuinely didn't visit these places...
Not only has he got a malfunctioning application, he's not getting any sleep either.
Mm. So you're going to say another word there, starting with S. But if he genuinely isn't going to these places and the app's messing up, fair enough.
Mm.
But, I mean, maybe this is me being a bit judgy.
Right.
But maybe he is going to all these places and just doing a bit of the old, no, honey, no, it's the app.
It's just the app.
No, I didn't visit New Delhi. What are you talking about?
The desperate man visited his local police precinct and filed a complaint against Google's parent company for driving a wedge between him and his wife.
Could he not just delete the app?
That's what I reckon.
Could that not be easier than suing?
Dear, but no, it's one of those things, the argument's got out of hand. So now
he probably
has to put a foot down and put a stop to this for all other people that are falsely claim that they're visiting places if their partners are looking at the Google timeline.
Well, now that he's taking up legal proceedings, it's just going to pop up on more places as he goes to all of these law firms trying to get advice, and then to like the courthouse if it goes that far.
There's more comments from him here. I am unable to answer her questions, and my wife is not listening despite what family, relatives or circle of friends and counsellors are saying. Despite several talks, she is refusing to listen. She believes Google over anything else.
Yeah, he's cheating. So, I don't want to pass judgment, and I'm sure we should still be saying allegedly, but...
You reckon?
Cheating.
Well, go and check your own other half's Google timeline apps, and then...
I'm just going to make sure that she doesn't check mine. Hey, Tim and
Marty. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.